Hi guys, it's Dawn with Makeup Classes Podcast. Welcome to makeupclasses.com, everyone. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me today. I am really happy to share today's podcast with you, and I'm very excited to talk about all of this information because I'm so passionate about helping people build their careers. So today's podcast is all about how to become a freelance makeup artist. Very, very exciting, especially if you are just starting out. You can feel very nervous about it. You can feel very excited. You might be scared. You don't know where to start. And today's podcast will really push you in the right direction. I'm going to give you some pearls of wisdom on how to get started. Now, with any start, things can be challenging and tough. So I am going to share a little bit of tough love with you because not everything in your career will be easy. And I truly believe, and most successful people believe, anything worth having takes some effort, right? If life comes so easy to us, we really don't celebrate our wins, and we surely don't see the gratitude behind those easy things, right? Things that just come to us. A career is something that you really work on constantly, and it grows. A career is really not even a noun, I guess. It's kind of like a verb. It just constantly moves and elevates. Hopefully it elevates. And freelance makeup artistry is just a great way to get started into a full-time career. So the blog that I am reading to you today is from July 13th, 2018. If you go on makeupclasses.com and click on blog and press page 8, scroll down and you will see the article, How to Become a Freelance Makeup Artist. So I'm going to read this article to you and then talk about some of the key points within the article. And hopefully, if you're just starting out in makeup artistry, you'll feel much more confident to get started. Okay, how to become a freelance makeup artist. Launching your beauty career can be scary and confusing. You want to be creative, but you also need a paycheck. Working towards your goals consistently every single day will move you in the right direction. I'm a big proponent of working smarter, not harder. Yet, I also believe in burning the midnight oil and doing what no one else is willing to do. Remember, attitude is everything. So no matter what your critics say, stay positive and never, never, never give up. Here's some sound, realistic advice to launching your career as a makeup artist. 1, work for a cosmetic retailer. Okay, so after you have had some formal training, I recommend that you work for a cosmetic retailer for several reasons. I know this is probably not what you want to hear, but trust me, this is a great path to take. When you work for a cosmetic retailer, your education continues as you get paid. Working at a makeup counter has all of the elements for a wonderful education. Handling customers, promotion and sales, curating skills like punctuality and accountability, creative makeovers, and networking. 2, take on creative projects even without pay. While you earn your paycheck, you can venture off onto other more creative projects like photo shoots, film and video productions, and fashion shows. Some of these projects are low paying or no pay at all. So it's important to keep that paying retail job. The key to success is to have that end result in mind, a slamming resume. Once those credits build up and your network increases, you will see higher paying gigs come your way. 3, be willing to work multiple part-time jobs. When I started my beauty career in the mid-90s at 22 years old, I had worked 2 paying jobs simultaneously. I worked at a Glamour Shots photography studio and at a Lancome counter in Virginia. Both were low paying, and yes, I was scared, but I knew deep in my heart I was doing the right thing. While working at both jobs, I focused on big picture stuff. I put my fears aside and opened my mouth and networked with other beauty professionals and studied how these businesses ticked. I observed and asked questions and occasionally took risks. I learned about freelance work and decided to build a private clientele and special occasion makeover business. As I made more connections, I created more jobs for myself. Fast forward a few years, I built a business and was fully self-employed. I am happy to say that I've been very blessed and have never been out of work. To this day, I am constantly expanding my professional circle and continue to grow. You too can launch an amazing career by working at the day job while never giving up on the daydream. You can build a fun, creative, and profitable career. Stay tuned for more career-focused blogs that will help you fulfill your dreams and goals. Stay current on my career on social media, and I hope to meet you at my next makeup class. So that was the July 13th, 2018 blog, How to Become a Freelance Makeup Artist. Wow. Oh, I'm so excited. I love this topic because I love business, I love people, and I love helping you. So much to dive into, so much to talk about. So first of all, let me just say that at the end of the blog, I did have a class scheduled, and that was in 2018. Obviously, that has passed, but I do have lots of makeup classes coming up. So if you are interested in learning one-on-one, check out the website and you can see all of the events coming up. Especially now that I have the makeup studio, the brick and mortar. So you could come and visit and you will learn on makeupclasses.com on the website when the store will be opening, when the grand opening will be. A lot of fun events will be going on there. So also another thing I talked about, I said that I have never been out of work. Well, because of COVID, I was out of work this year. Although towards the end of middle to end of 2020, I was working again. So there were a few months that I was home, but that was because of COVID. But that didn't stop me. I continued working on makeupclasses.com, creating videos, writing blogs. So my work truly never stopped, I guess, right? And that's what you want to focus on when you are trying to build a career and start your freelance career. Yes, launching your career can be scary and confusing, but what really will free yourself of being afraid and being confused, and it will stop you from procrastinating also, is take baby step action. So wherever you're at in your makeup career, make a promise to yourself, make it right now, and say, I'm going to work on my career every single day, even if it's just for a few minutes. So start writing things down, create a vision board of what you would like your life to look like, what you would like your career to look like, and really dig deep into your heart and soul and truly envision the career of your dreams. That will break your fear. And whenever you have that scary moment where the negative voice in your head tells you you're not good enough, or, you know, who are you to think that you're going to be someone, or, you know, someone else, a critic in your life puts you down, I want you to go back to that vision, that successful vision that you have for yourself. And I want you to stay in that place, and that will bring you out of that fear, and it will propel you forward. That really is step one, is creating that emotional muscle, creating that confidence, and you will be able to build the career that you want. Now, also in this article, I say you want to be creative, right? You're a makeup artist, and most makeup artists come from a jumping point of creativity. You're artistic, you love color, you love creating, you love product. You probably started at a really young age. Most makeup artists will tell you, when I was 2 or 3, I was playing with makeup, that sort of thing. And you never want to lose that spark. That is definitely very important. Never lose your love for creativity and art, and see art everywhere. Find beauty everywhere. That will keep your spark in the industry. But here's the second part that I write about. You need a paycheck. And the paycheck is usually what kills the spark or kills the dream, because we don't know how to create the paycheck, or we don't know our value. We don't know how to sell ourselves as artists. And that's what I'm here to teach you, is to be that business person, to really start thinking as a business person. Now, there are so many ways that you can start learning about business, and I would suggest going to the library, or if you're not into the library, go to Barnes & Noble and get some business books and start reading about your most favorite business people and see what they did and follow in their footsteps. It's probably the best advice and best thing that most successful people do, is they look towards other successful people and they say, well, what are they doing? And they mimic them. We're inspired by others. If we're inspired by color and art and beauty, when it comes to our creativity as a makeup artist, from a business perspective, we have to be inspired by other business professionals. So that's very important, is to educate yourself on the industry, know the ins and outs of how to conduct yourself, how to be professional. And one of the first ways that you can do that, and that's my first piece of advice for anyone starting out, is to work for a cosmetic retailer. Now, some makeup artists, they look at me like I have 3 heads. Oh, I don't want to sell. Well, guess what? You're always selling. If you want to make money, you're selling. You're selling your service, your craft, or you could be selling products. So selling is part of business. There's no way around it. That's the only way that you can create some type of cash flow in your life. Get out of that mindset of, oh, I don't like to sell. Start saying to yourself, I love selling. I love business. I love making money. And once you start changing your mindset about the business side of makeup artistry, you'll start to manifest. You'll start to bring in a wonderful income. So that is really important. So working for a cosmetic retailer is probably one of the best things you can do. And all of my colleagues, the superstar celebrity makeup artists, they'll be the first to tell you they started at the counters. Why? Because it creates so many skill sets. One, you're around from the art point of view, you're around so many products. So if you love product, guess what? You're not only going to learn about products at your counter, but you're going to walk around that area, that store, and you're going to learn about other cosmetic lines. So now you're in the buzz. Now you know what's hot, what's new, what colors are trending, what products are coming out. So you're really in the heart, in the life of makeup artistry when you're working at a cosmetic retailer. And again, it's all about your mindset. If you change the way you think, things will change for you. Don't go into a retail job thinking to yourself, oh, I'm just going to be standing here, you know, selling product. Yeah, you are going to be standing there selling product, but you need to put some life and positive energy into what you're doing. So your education is so important, and working at a counter, you are going to just naturally be educated. You'll be working with a lot of other makeup artists and salespeople, and ask them questions. Feel free to ask them about, you know, what's your favorite products? What are your top selling items? And start practicing. Do makeup on each other when clients come to the counter. Offer a free makeover. I mean, that is just so huge. Talk about super creative. Some of your customers will just say, oh, do whatever you want. I'm open to anything. Oh, it's like music to my ears when someone says, do whatever you want. It's just so much fun. So practicing your makeup skills on everyone, every skin color, every different facial anatomies. It's just really great practice. Every age, right? You're going to have young, old, different skin types. It's just, it's amazing. It's just such a great way for you to start as a freelancer. You're also going to learn how to handle customers. Okay, back to the business perspective. You know, how do you handle someone tough? A little bit of a challenge, you know, someone that's unhappy. How do you handle that? Promotion and sales. One of the things that the cosmetic companies will expect of you is to promote that company, to get the word out, making phone calls, following up with emails, texting your clients, getting them in for different events and promotions, and pushing specialty products. What's new this month? What's new for a particular season? Maybe it's a holiday and you're doing a special event for a holiday. So there's so many ways that you can be creative when it comes to promotion and sales. And also everyday skills like being punctual. Do you show up on time for work? Are you accountable? You know, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. These are really important skills that you will carry over, that you will bring into your own business, into your own freelance work. And networking, meeting so many people. And you never know when you're talking to someone, if they're a bride and they say, you know, I was just here to buy a new lip gloss today, but my wedding's coming up in 6 months. Would you be interested? So many different opportunities when you're networking and you're talking and you're happy and you're just that, you're that energetic magnet and people just gravitate to you and they want to do business with you. Okay, number two, take on creative projects, even without pay. Okay, well, I have a few things to say about working without pay. First of all, I don't really push that. I don't like it. I don't ask people to work for me for free. I don't think that's fair. And there are so many different creative ways in which you can compensate someone. The whole internship job, I'm not really a fan of. I don't like that. I feel like a lot of companies do take advantage of people. So be careful with things like that. When it comes to taking a job that is offering super low pay, and what I mean by that is, you know, it's almost no pay. It could be like, for instance, if you're working on a film and they'll say, you know, we'll pay for your kits, your kit fee, your travel, and we buy you lunch. So basically, you're really not making any type of profit. You're really not taking any money home. You're just covering yourself for the day. When it comes to projects like that, working on photo shoots, film, and video productions and fashion shows that are offering very little pay or nothing at all, you really have to do your research. You know, sometimes photographers will offer you trade for picture, trade for photo, trade for CD. Well, not CD anymore, but digital images. And you need to do a little research and see if that person is very reliable, because you don't want to do all of that work and then never receive any of the photos. That would be terrible. And I've heard about these types of horror stories, and I've actually had things like this happen to me where things were promised and the other person just never came through on their promise. They just weren't accountable. So do your research when you are working with different companies or individuals that are promising you things, that want to work as a collective, they want to collaborate, and you're willing to do that work. You're willing to use your makeup, your brushes, your time. Make sure that in the end, you will definitely get what is promised to you. Doing side projects for low or no pay is a great way to build up your resume. It's a great way to build your resume very, very quickly, because there are so many of these types of opportunities out there. You can only imagine. Free work is everywhere. But I really believe, and this is so important, I talk a lot about this in my classes, is you have to set yourself up with some type of expiration date. So if you're really focused on building your career, you want to have some type of vision and a timeline. So if you're building your resume up, you may want to say to yourself, you know, for the next 30 days, for the next 60 days, while working at my day job, while I'm working for a paycheck, whether it be at a cosmetic counter or a boutique or what, or something not even makeup related, but you're collecting a paycheck, you will take free or low paying jobs within that amount of time. And the reason why I encourage you to have some type of expiration date for yourself, because you could do free work for the rest of your life. And that is not a career, that's a hobby. It's doing people favors, and you're not going to make money doing that. And you don't want a reputation in the industry for being known as the person that does free work or for super low pay, you know, work for pizza, that sort of thing. So say to yourself, for the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever the limit is, maybe you give yourself a whole year, who knows? But you're building the resume. So you could be working under another makeup artist as an internship, you know, carrying their bags. If you're into special effects, maybe, you know, you're helping them create the prosthetics, or, you know, just working on films, TV, that sort of thing, just as their assistant. As long as you get the credit for your work and you're able to photograph it and document what you're doing, it will be okay, but you've got to have an expiration date. And you want to be very choosy about these free, low-paying jobs. You want them to be with truly reputable people, companies where when someone does look at the resume, they recognize it. It means something. It has some weight. So when you are going for that paying job, that employer looks at your resume and says, wow, okay, so you've worked under so-and-so. I know that person. They're really good. You were trained by the best. And it means so much on your resume. I would hate for you to do all of this free work and it add up to nothing except a waste of your time. And that that happens. So again, that's why you're listening to this podcast, so you could learn what to do and what not to do. Okay, number three. All right, this is a tough one too. Again, I'm giving you some tough love today. Be willing to work on multiple part-time jobs. Yeah, you might have a few makeup jobs. You may have a lot of moving parts to your career. You're doing bridal work on the weekends. You know, you're working in a salon during the week. You're working in a boutique. You're freelancing with a makeup artist on film projects, you're doing special effects work, whatever it is, you've got a lot of things going on. So make sure you stay on top of that calendar. You don't want to mix up your days and your times. And this can be exhausting. You know, It's a lot of work. It's a lot of running around. It's a lot to keep track of and monitor. And again, make sure you're getting what was promised to you. So if you're working with multiple photographers, doing a lot of photo shoots, staying on top of them and making sure that you're getting the pictures that you were promised, that sort of thing, or credit on the videos and films that you're working on. If you're working with clothing designers and fashion shows, you know, making sure that you're getting credit for that. And a great way to do that is taking those, you know, action pictures, putting it on social media, showing that you are active in the industry. When I started in my career, like I said in the blog, I had multiple jobs. As a young person, I always loved to work. I started working at a really young age. I think I was like 12 when I started babysitting, and then it just took off from there. In my makeup career, I've had a lot of simultaneous things going on, a lot of different projects going on, and it was fun. It is fun. I'm still like that today. It requires a lot of energy and happiness. And I love doing a lot of different things. So if that's something that interests you, if you like that part of makeup artistry, the creativity and the newness, you know, every day is a new day. Even if you're working on the same people every day, you can be so creative with their makeup. So it's just a lot of fun. While you are working, and I think this is really important, when I wrote this in the blog, I said, while I was working at both jobs, I focused on big picture stuff. So yes, I had income coming in from the photography studio, from the counter. But while this was all going on, in the back of my head, I really had big dreams and big thoughts about the industry. And I would write things down. And I'm a big dreamer. I like to think out of the box. I like to think progressively. So that's something that you want to do. Even though you're at the day job and you're, you know, doing what you love and you are making money, continue to work on the big picture stuff. So this really is about the push. This really is about the go-getterness. This is about the stick-to-it-ness type of personality, that great work ethic. You know, if you naturally have a great work ethic and you love what you do, you're going to do great things in the industry for sure. So I was constantly networking with people, letting them know what I was doing, what I was building. I continued to study business. I took business classes at FIT. I read a lot of business books, a lot. Back in the early 90s, I would listen to tapes, cassette tapes on business and motivation and just how to keep focus on the big picture and the big dream. So my mind was always thinking ahead, thinking big picture. And that's something that I can only encourage you to do. And I was building my business little by little, day by day, one client at a time. I was building my special occasion business, my private clientele, my wedding business. My wedding business is really what launched me into the education business, into teaching, because I had some really great bridal clients that just encouraged me. They would say nice things to me like, wow, you're a really good speaker. What you share and teach is really interesting. It's new, it's different. And that's what catapulted me into the education business. And I know you can launch an incredible business and career as well. So remember, guys, by working at the day job, never give up on the daydream. That's for sure. Keep going. Never, 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 ever give up. Don't listen to anyone negative, because it's all a lie. And that is so not true. You have so much great potential in you. I believe in you, and I know you will do so well. at this. All right, guys, thank you so much again for spending a little bit of time with me today. Don't forget to check out the website, makeupclasses.com, and also listen to the other podcasts that I created. And I will see you next week on Makeup Classes Podcast. Bye, everyone.